Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Gator, I saw something actually pretty amusing. I'm trying to find it on Twitter. Somebody on our Twitter timeline tweeted out, it just doesn't seem right to be on December 2nd and no baseball. Because of the lockout.
Right, yeah. I heard a little bit of John Morosi this morning with Stoney and Jansen, and John asked him a question straight up about, is this something that's going to linger on into spring training? Is it going to stop? We're going to miss time because of this work stoppage. And Morosi said that he didn't think it was going to be something that lingered. He said it might affect the start of spring training, but didn't think it was going to go too far into it. Mm-hmm. These things bother me so much because they've got all this time to work it out, but they're not going to talk.
So
nobody's talking. They're like, oh, we're done talking. Why would you be done talking? Okay, I get that you've got this deadline, need to have things done. But now what's the artificial deadline? Is going to be the start of spring training, the middle of spring training, the start of the season? Just keep talking. Why would you stop talking?
Well, let me start with this. Unfortunately, this is probably the first spring training the Tiger fans will really be interested in maybe half a dozen years. 6 or 7 years. We're really, great interest in what's going on in spring training. With the free agents they brought in and with the potential rookie class they'll have and all the young players, like this is, there'll be a buzz about spring training.
Right.
So I'm going to be pissed if there's no spring training games at the beginning of spring training. Secondly, and this brings me to an argument that I have never heard anybody say, well, that's wrong. Every time there's a labor stoppage in sports, I said the same thing, and this has gone back to the baseball strike that cost us. Was at the 1995 season, 96, whatever it was. In the 90s, a season basically got canceled. And that is, once you reach this lockout, I think it is the job of the commissioner, Rob Manfred, and the job of the player rep, which is Tony Clark, and all the people all the player reps that hold positions like Andrew Miller and Max Scherzer, their job now should be to sit in a room. You don't have to talk, but your job from 9 to 5 every day should be to go to the same room and wait until somebody's ready to continue talking. And if you have nothing to say to each other, then sit there, because it's way too easy for them now. Because guess what they're all doing? They're all going on vacation.
Right.
They're going to be in Mexico. They're going to be in their beachfront properties.
But
they're not
meeting,
compelled.
Any meetings are going to be Zoom related anyway.
They're not
point.
Compelled. Then have them sit there on Zoom with their screens on, staring at one another all day. That should be their job. Because here's the deal. They all talk about how this is a business, right? But we are part owners in this too. And you could say, oh no, that's just ridiculous. Well, we sure are asked to be owners when they're asking us to buy the product. When it comes to the ticket prices and watching TV, they always want to welcome us in. We're part of the deal, right? They want us to take ownership, so much so that it drives their salaries up. The ticket sales, the TV ratings, the merchandise we purchase, they want us to, quote, feel ownership. Well, I feel ownership in the Detroit Tigers. But this is where they're like, no, 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 this is a business. Fans, this has nothing to do with you. This is about the owners and the players. They should have to sit in a room together all day, every day. If I became a commissioner of a sport ever, or commissioner of sports, just in general.
No.
Because there's a lot that needs to be done. They would have to sit in a room. If there was ever a work stoppage in any sport, as commissioner of sport, a position I'm running for, you have to sit in the room together. You don't have to talk, but this isn't going to be easy. This isn't going to be easy because the people that are really pained by this, not now, but eventually, is the fan. Nobody cares about baseball's lockout on December 2nd.
Well, to me, I don't know if I'd go that far to force them in a room at right at this point, but I would say that you need to have open communications and scheduled open communications. You don't stop it for words. Stop. We're not going to talk for another month or whatever the case is. You need to have, like, at least scheduled, at the very least, once a week, probably more than that. And what bothers me about these negotiations is that usually it seems like there's just a, it's so obvious what would happen. Players want, you know, I'm just using a number. Players want 10. Owner's willing to give 6. You know they're going to settle at 8. Just settle at 8 and move on. This is different this year because the big thing they're going to get hung up on is free agency. And with free agency, it's the owners want to have it at an age limit. You don't reach free agency until, I think they said, 29 years old, which to me seems ridiculous. The players want it tied to service like it has been. But they want the service to be reduced from 6 years to 5 years. I'm more in line with the players on this. And even if I don't want it to go to five, I'm definitely more in line with service time because each player is going to matriculate to the majors at a different pace. Don't have it by age. Have it by service. You're telling me if I'm a phenom and I'm 20 years old and I'm making it in the major leagues, then I'm not going to be a free agent for 9 years under baseball's plan? Screw that. You know, it should be more what the players are talking about. But you can argue about the 6 to 5 years, whatever you want to do with that. But this is the sticking point. And because it's not, they're looking at the same topic as free agency, but they're looking at it completely different ways. They're not even on the same page in free agency where they can start negotiating that. Whether it's negotiate the age or negotiate the years, they're negotiating different things.
Why the sense of urgency right here, right now? Because it seems like the only thing that brings this on is, in the end, missed paychecks that starts moving people, which also means missed games, opening day pushback, shortened seasons, crap like that. That's where we really begin to suffer. But we don't have to suffer that if we make them sit in a room now, if that's their job, if Manfred and Clark and all of their underlings have to sit there or sit on a Zoom call or whatever, then they're going to eventually grow bored and have to start talking. And the idea that we wait by idly until the last minute to do these things, no, do them now, but part of the job.
Are you suggesting that they sit in the room until they get it done or sit in the room until somebody blinks and says, okay, we're going to go back. We're going to go discuss with our guys. We'll come back with a proposal.
You don't leave the room. Your job from 9 to 5 every day is to negotiate. And if you don't want to negotiate, you don't have to, but you have to be there physically.
I don't think that's realistic.
Well,
even close to it.
That's why I become commissioner and I make it be the rule. There are things that commissioners can put in place. Make them have to stare at one another instead of going on vacation and losing games.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, if you're Tony Clark and you're sitting in a room with Rob Manfred or whoever, and you guys are just staring at each other, you're talking. Finally, somebody says something to the other one. You're going to say, okay, I need to talk to my people.
Well, that's fine.
Out of the room with you. Well, that's...
Well,
But you're making it seem like from 9 to 5 every day, this is what's going to happen. Yes. You're going to have to take
days away. If you have to meet with your people, yes, go meet with them. But this is the requirement, is to be... If you're not negotiating, sit there. That's your job. Because we're the ones that are held hostage here. And there's no sense of urgency now, but there should be. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Also got a question at 11:30 about the Big Ten title game, Michigan and Iowa, and whether or not you've ever done what some people might do.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.